You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Judge. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to get the information, asking for more. But blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, where we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And before I get to the people who make this show possible, just a note about advertising. I turn down most of what I'm offered, and I don't go out and solicit. I never solicit. I have way more than I can air, both on my website and here, and I got to really like something and feel that it's going to help our audience. And I had a couple of people write to me last week and said, if I'd have known your show was all ads, I never would have tuned in. We do three ads at the beginning of each hour. And there's no interruptions in the course of the hour. Please find me a show where you have this much airtime. There aren't very many. There are a few. And there are a few right here on the great Global Star Network that we broadcast on. But let me tell you, look at Houston for a minute before I get into what we're going to talk about here. Look at Houston. The shelves were empty in 4 hours. I usually tell people, you got a couple days. I'm revising that now. Everybody needs a storable food plan. This is why I represent Numana, because they are the best out there. I personally know the owner. I know him inside and out. I know his operation. I know what goes into his products. He's walked me through all of it. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, gave him the seal of approval. You know, go to our website and find out why I like them so much and why I'm a customer. Numana.com/Hodges. And the coupon code to take 5% off for our listening audience is Hodges, NOV5. Also, I want to mention that another sponsor that makes this airtime possible is my good friend, Steve Quayle. He has a company called Renaissance Precious Metals. And he'll tell you, if you don't have the money to go precious metals, he'll say, go buy food. He's told people that. People have come back and told me, and I said, he's giving you good advice unless you got a few thousand dollars to put into this. But if you don't want to leave a chunk of money in the bank, or let's put it this way, if you don't want the globalists to steal your money, because your money is soon going to be worthless, or it's going to be stolen. One of two things is going to happen. And you know that 2012 law said that when you put your money in the bank, the globalists own it. That's exactly the way it is. Don't get caught with your pants down. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. One more. And you've heard me talk about this. You know, darn Ted Brewer for going on vacation. He went to Greece. I didn't know how to get a hold of him, although I was told later I could have got a hold of him through regular means, but I didn't even try because I didn't think I could. I suffered for a week. I couldn't sleep. My back was killing me. Couldn't stand. I mean, you know, you couldn't get comfortable. And everyone, Dave, you look terrible. I was so unproductive. I got very little done in the course of my day, but wine. You know, I must have been a horrible burden to my wife. And here comes Ted Brewer to the rescue as he and his wife Sharon come back from Greece. And he says, yeah, let me get you out some of this stuff, Meg. Magnesium sports oil. And I rubbed it on, and a few minutes later, the pain was gone. And I'm sitting here right now in a chair in a position I could not have been in about 3 weeks ago. And about 98% of my pain is controlled. Occasionally I get a little twinge, but it's nothing that sends me into spasms or I feel like, oh, I hate life today. I'm swinging a golf club again. I started lifting weights. Yeah, light. On the treadmill, light, but a little bit of an incline. And I'm treating symptoms because my health care is so crappy. I've been waiting 3 weeks for an MRI. Yeah, I know. You're saying, Dave, I'm right there with you. Mine's just as bad as yours. I have United Healthcare. They really suck. I wish at President Trump's rally in Phoenix they would have chanted, United Healthcare sucks, alongside CNN sucks, because they do. But in the meantime, why I wait 3+ weeks for my MRI to find out really how bad the damage is, I'm really without pain. And that's because of HealthMasters.com. And you can go to HealthMasters.com, and Ted has just about everything for you that you need for whatever condition. Now, since the FDA thinks they own the English language, I can't say things like cure. But I'll tell you this, you'll feel a hell of a lot better. I don't think they own the word hell, although they might want to, since that's where a lot of them are going to be going. Anyway, HealthMasters.com, the coupon code to take 5% off is CSS, that's for the Common Sense Show, CSS5. And speaking of HealthMasters, I have the good doctor right here on the air, and we're going to get into some medical issues that I think that you need to know about. And, you know, we recycle to this topic quite often because we spend 10 times more than the next 10 nations. And your health care, according to the CIA Factbook, your health care brings you a lifespan that's 51st. You live 1 year less than the third world country we call Cuba. Maybe would have been better off under Fidel. Anyway, Ted Brewer, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday night and joining us. Welcome to the show.
Dave, thanks so much for having me back on. And again, if the listeners who are just hearing my show comes on an hour before you, so if you just heard me, that was the Friday show that I did with Austin, and tonight we're going to cover a bunch of new material. We're going to talk about heart disease. We're going to talk about diabetes, adult onset diabetes, in depth tonight. We're also going to talk about opiates and all the people that are addicted to opiates right now in the United States. In fact, we'll start on that topic. And then we'll talk about high blood sugar and what can be done with all of these different types of things from a natural standpoint. So you guys, get some paper and pencil if you're able to. If you're driving a car, don't do that. Just listen to the show twice. But just realize that we're here to help you. Well, yeah, we're here to help you. We want you to be healthy. I want you to have tremendous energy, tremendous output all the days of your life. I'll be 62 in November, and I tell you what, I feel absolutely wonderful. And guys, you can feel the same way. If you go to healthmasters.com, you'll see a picture of me and my wife. She's 60 years old in the photo. I'm 61 in the photo. Austin's 28, and his wife's 28. And we basically are on the front page of the website because I want you guys to know that we actually practice what we preach. I was a licensed nutritionist here in Florida for many, many, many years. Worked with thousands and thousands of patients on an individual basis, helping them to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels and feel absolutely great without the use of drugs. And we're going to talk about that tonight. And we're also going to talk about what Dave mentioned about how the U.S. is leading the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer. How the leading cause of death in our children age 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. That leading type of cancer is leukemia. And how approximately 1 in 40 to 1 in 60 children right now have been diagnosed with autism in the United States. And why this scourge has basically enveloped the entire United States. And why so many people have so much normalcy bias about it. They don't want to look at the obvious factors that are influencing the autism. But before we start on that, Austin, Dave, I want to go ahead and I want to talk to you about the opiates right now in the United States, what's going on, and why we're having this massive troop surge, again, a 50% increase in troops in Afghanistan for the foreseeable future, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We're never planning on coming out of Afghanistan. And I want to talk about that first, if that's okay with you, Dave.
Absolutely. In fact, let me just remind you of one thing. Wasn't it Obama, as well as McCain, said we could be there a couple more decades?
Well, there's a reason for that. We're going to talk about it right now. More than a third of the U.S. adults in the U.S. in 1915 were prescribed opioids. More than a third of the U.S. adults were given opioids in the United States. This is according to Reuters Health. The United States needs to curb excessive opiate prescribing and improve access to pain management techniques. Success, a new government study today. Researchers found that more than one-third of the U.S. adults, that's 100 million people, were prescribed the medications in 2015, and many also misused the drug. Now, what's interesting about this, I'm going to read you the next little article here. This is from the spoils of war in Afghanistan and the multi-billion, trillion-dollar heroin trade. This is from Global Research. And this is an interesting thing, Dave, that I haven't even shared with you yet. This is some crazy information that I want you guys to listen to very, very carefully. Afghan's opium economy is a multi-billion dollar operation, which is actually the total retail value is about $1.5 trillion, which feeds the surge of the U.S. heroin market, which is currently the object of debate and public concern. Now, here's the deal. There were 189,000 heroin users in the U.S. in 2001. 189,000, a lot of heroin users in the U.S. in 2001, before the NATO invasion of Afghanistan. To get this number, Dave, by 2016, the number has gone up to 4.5 1.5 million heroin users in the United States right now. And that's an estimate. Mm-hmm. They don't know for sure. Heroin deaths have shot up from 1,700 in 2001 to over 10,000 in 2014. The poppy fields have gone from over 7,600 hectares, which is around 15,000 acres, to 224,000 hectares, which is approximately 500,000 acres of poppy being grown right now in Afghanistan. Afghanistan produces over 90% of the opium, which feeds the heroin market. This is an article by Seibel Edmonds, August 22, 2017, so the quotes. Who's protecting the opium out of Afghanistan? In 2000 and 2001, the Taliban government, in collaboration with the United Nations, imposed a successful ban on poppy cultivation, and opium production declined by more than 90% in 2001. In fact, the surge in opium cultivation production coincided with the onslaught of U.S.-led military operation after 2001 and 9/11, which they blamed it on Afghanistan, if you guys remember in the beginning, and Afghanistan had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. Now they're up to over six, that says well in excess of 6,000 tons of heroin are being produced every single year in Afghanistan. Now think about this, 500,000 acres. You know, do you realize how much land that is? I mean, you're talking miles and miles and miles in one direction, miles and miles and miles in the other direction to generate 500,000 acres. You're talking about huge sections of Afghanistan are being used right now to process heroin. Now, in addition to this, Dave, it's not just the heroin, because an estimated 3,400 tons of Afghan opium was not transformed into heroin, according to these statistics. They're sending a lot of this information, a lot of this heroin is being sent to legitimate labs in India and in Pakistan, actually full pharmaceutical drug labs, which then take it and actually manufacture opiate compounds and knockoffs on like OxyContin, et cetera, in order to supply the street trade. A lot of people don't want to be using heroin or injecting heroin, but they'll take OxyContin or they'll crush those pills and they'll inject them. Now, this is what's going on right now in the United States and in the world. We have people everywhere dying of opium and heroin overdoses. Sharon's half-brother, Todd, 2 years ago, Dave, he died of a heroin overdose in Orlando on Heroin Highway, which is Colonial Drive. And when I spoke to the officer who was there, who was doing the investigation, he told me that literally every week another person dies on Heroin Highway because the Afghan opium that's coming into the United States now is so pure that it's very rarely cut. So what ends up happening, these addicts are taking this type of heroin, injecting it, thinking they're going to have the normal high from it, and they're dying. This is, and what's so funny about this, our government is saying that opium is the source of billions of dollars to extremist criminal groups, and cutting down on the opium supply is central to establishing a secure and stable democracy, as well as winning the global war on terrorism. This is a statement of the Assistant Secretary of State, Robert Charles, in the congressional hearing back in April the 1st, 2004. The funny thing is, Dave, in 2001, we'd already cut it down by 90%, and we're allowing our guys, our troops, to go in and basically guard the poppy fields. Now, what's also interesting about this is this. They're now saying that there's a way to take it back down again, and now they're actually denying that they reduced the poppy production by 90% in 2001. They're saying that the Afghan people did that to reduce the amount to run the price up. This is crazy stuff. Heroin is over a $1 trillion business supported by powerful interests, which requires a steady and secure commodity flow. One of the hidden objectives of the war was precisely to restore CIA-sponsored drug trade to its historical levels and exert direct control over the drug routes. Immediately following the October 2001 invasion, opium markets were restored and opium prices spiraled. By early 2002, the opium price in dollars was almost 10 times higher than it was in 2000. In 2001, the Taliban opium production stood at 185 tons. Now it's over 6,000 tons. Now, this is what's going on in Afghanistan right now. Two more articles. This one came from Russia Today. And this was Russia Today a couple of days ago. It said, it's the opium, stupid. Afghan surge guarantees CIA black ops budget boost. The U.S. military said that in a matter of days, additional U.S. troops can be deployed to Afghanistan following President Trump's speech on the new strategy for region. The CIA also is overjoyed because of its black ops budget which is tied obviously to the exponential growth of opium production in Afghanistan, which is fueling the heroin epidemic across the West that is now secure for possibly another 20 to 50 years. This is from Russia Today TV. This is a Russia Today article. He has jumped straight back into the swamp with President Trump. So this is what they're saying right now, that they're actually having to increase the number of contingent forces in the country by around 50%, because they now have 8,700 contingent forces, and they're going to add 4,000 more. And then the next article that I have, it says that Trump institutes a peace plan for Afghanistan, but he's basically saying that the reason that we're increasing this huge amount of people into Afghanistan is so that we can have more soldiers in Afghanistan to protect the poppy crop, because what's happening is, as Afghan starts to fall back to the Taliban, they're banning poppy crops in that country, and they're actually spraying and killing the fields, and they can't allow that. That's why we're bringing more troops in, for more guards in the poppy crops. And you can see picture after picture on the internet of U.S. troops standing in the middle of poppy fields, fully armed. Though President Trump provided a few details on how he will fully institute a peace policy in Afghanistan, he did state that it would include sending there thousands of more U.S. troops in a cost that's estimated over $1 trillion, nearly all of whom are being tasked with protecting the CIA's vast opium crop being systematically destroyed in every Afghan province taken over by the Taliban. Guys, this is something that we've got to look at, because we have to look at the shocking drug overdose and deaths in the United States and how many people have gotten addicted to heroin in the U.S. In fact, right now, drug overdose deaths now kill more Americans when you're using medical drugs also than every year than the entire Vietnam War, also after Democrats refused to protect the border from drug cartels. I mean, there were 47,000 drug overdose deaths in 2014, 52,000 drug overdose deaths in 2015, 63% were involving opioids. So guys, this is a major, major problem, depending on who you read and what statistic you look at, whether or not these statistics fully agree or not, doesn't make any difference. We all know, and pretty much all of us listening to the show tonight and on the archives today will actually know somebody in their family or a relative or a loved one or someone, a friend of someone else who's died of a heroin overdose. What do you think about these statistics, Dave, and what do you think about this information?
Well, I'm really not surprised. I mean, we go back to why Pat Tillman was murdered. I mean, he was starting to blow the whistle. He was speaking out against this, and they shot him in the face with an M16. So that's when this really got my attention. But I never did figure out in the beginning why we were in Afghanistan to begin with. It was simply an excuse to do what you're saying. You know, another reason why we're there is to try to push along the Central Asian pipeline. The deal's dead, but they're trying to revive it. That a military presence could stop the interference if they ever start constructing it. But I do agree with you. The main goal is the heroin, and the heroin's having devastating effects. Now, Ted, have you heard anything about what we saw in Vietnam with dead bodies coming back with heroin sacks in them?
Well, they were actually bringing in 50 kilos, what I've read, Dave. Now, I wasn't there to examine these corpses, and they were pretty much sacrosanct for the military, and they were heavily guarded. But what I was told by the man who wrote Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Mafia, and the Vatican, was they were bringing in 50 kilos, or a little over 100 pounds of heroin, in the body bags with the soldiers underneath the casket, as far as in the bottom of the cushions in the casket. I mean, every single soldier came in with this heroin, which, of course, if they're doing that, they're bringing in 100 pounds of heroin per soldier. They don't care how many die. The better, the more the merrier, as far as they're concerned. I mean, why in the world did you have to take so many hills over and over, over again and over again and over again and have this death count over 50,000 in Vietnam, Dave? I mean, was it just because they wanted to massively increase what was going on as far as the heroin production? We know the Flying Tigers from World War II, they also brought in a bunch of stuff. They brought a bunch of drugs back in from Southeast Asia. And we know that the entire Southeast Asia triangle was pretty much the headquarters for growing the opium and these drugs back in the 50s and the 60s. And that's one of the primary reasons that we had the Vietnam War. And Kennedy knew this. That's why he didn't want us in this. He would expose the CIA involvement in Operation Gladio and all of the covert things they were doing after the OSS became the CIA in 1947, and after Roswell happened in 1947 and all the secrecy that surrounded all of these guys. He wanted to expose all of it and come clean with it, let the American population know what was happening globally and internationally. But he also made the mistake of going after the international banking cartel at the same time with his executive order 11110. So between that, and all these other things that he was involved in, including attacking the mob who helped him get elected, it was pretty much a death sentence for Kennedy. In fact, he pretty much knew that he should have never been in that convertible driving through Dallas like that. Now, if you want to watch a really good article, very good video on that, it's got millions and millions, I think almost 5 million views now. It's called JFK the 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. I'll repeat that. It's a 3.5-hour video. It's worth every second of watching it. Take an afternoon off instead of going to the movies on the weekend. Watch this video. It's called JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. It'll really get your attention. It'll really wake you up. It's a really good video, Dave, to give to people who really aren't well-versed as well as far as what happened to our country and who was involved in all of the things that have happened in all the wars that we've been in for the last 50, 60 years.
You know, it's funny to think that drug trafficking out of Southeast Asia got Kennedy killed, and I can see that. I always looked at it from the side that the military-industrial complex, led by Rockefeller at that time, wanted to have that war for their own personal profits. I mean, Chrysler got 90% of all U.S. defense contracts, and they subcontracted out the majority. Then Bell Helicopter came into play. Well, Rockefeller Industries owned both of those outlets individually. So I always was raised on that notion, Ted, but now that you bring up the Golden Triangle, and that's ultimately what we're talking about here out of Southeast Asia, and if Kennedy was putting his feet on the brakes, I could see why the CIA would make a play on him.
Well, yes, they have to, Dave, because you have to remember, the black operations cost billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. And they have to support that. They have to have the funding for that. And if they have the funding through these drugs and through these cartels, remember, this is exactly what happened in the 40s after World War II. That, you know, Gehlen came to the United States, General Gehlen from the German Nazis, and he wanted to use his groups of infiltrated Nazi subversive and basically his guerrilla soldiers throughout Europe to stop the spread of communism, which you stop and think for just a second. The spread of communism was done by the United States in the treaty that was done after World War II. I mean, FDR pretty much, you know, wasn't there, but he pretty much orchestrated this. I mean, because FDR was a huge socialist, and he basically gave away half of Europe, all of Eastern Europe, to the Russians as a war prize, for no other better sake of the term. In fact, if you read the book, Pawns in the Game, it goes into detail by William Guy Carr about how Russia actually won that war because of the fact that communism infiltrated all of Eastern Europe, and they stayed like that until Ronald Reagan basically worked, you know, to get the war, to get the wall torn down in East Germany. I mean, this is a major hassle. I mean, this is a major mess. You got to think about it. And so when Gehlen came to the United States, they didn't know how to fund his covert operations with Operation Gladio, so they went to Chiang Kai-shek and they asked him, "You got a million man army. How do you basically do this and supply all of the money you need?" And they said, "We sell opium to the peasants." And so they first thought, well, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and start bringing opium and heroin into the nightclubs in Harlem for the black populations. They considered them to be subhuman, which is nonsense. And they thought they'd go ahead and kill all the blacks off in Harlem and throughout the United States. And that's when they finally brought it into the mafia and started distributing it. If you watch the Godfather movies, the first one, it actually talks about that, about bringing in of drugs and bringing them into the black communities. It talks about it in the Godfather trilogy. So this isn't something that basically, you know, we're making up. This is all CIA records now. And we saw what happened with Oliver North. We saw what happened with Nicaragua. We saw all of this stuff. So the History Channel, for heaven's sakes, Dave, had a big expose on the CIA and the drug trade a few months ago, and they exposed all of this stuff. So it's not like you and I are making this silly stuff up, because this stuff's absolutely awful. Because, guys, the truth of the matter is, if we're not paying attention to what's going on, these guys are going to continue doing it. There's a guy, and in fact, I sent you the link today, Dave. It's a really good video. It's not a video, it's an audio tape of a recorded record that was done by a guy by the name of Myron Fagan back in the 60s and early 70s. And he actually talks about how the communists took over Hollywood and started coming in from Russia in the late, in the 1920, and they actually subverted Hollywood and brought in communist doctrine, and how over 300 of the big stars and actors and studios were all involved in being a communist. And he listed them, Laura Bacall, Humphrey Bogart, Gregory Peck. In this audio, he actually lists a whole bunch of the guys that got busted for being communists in the United States back, you know, in the 50s. And, of course, then we had the McCarthy trials, McCarthyism they called it, back in the 50s, which McCarthy tried to expose all of this stuff. But Myron Fagan was the guy who got all of that stuff started. And I sent you a two-hour audio recording, Dave, if you want to post it on your website, about this entire subversive nature of the Communist Party and how they came in and took over Hollywood. So, guys, it's some really good information, Dave, if you want to post it, you get a chance to listen to it. But let's go ahead and shift back to the health thing if we can.
Yeah, depression before we go now, there, I wanted to mention one thing, and I think it's worth bearing out. Isn't it interesting to you that Joseph McCarthy died a year after his going after the communists ended? He died within a year.
That's right. Well, Myron Fagan...
I was bothered by that greatly.
Well, if you listen to the audio, it was a two-hour audio. It's a long audio. And I listened to it today for 2 hours, and I could do the whole show on it tonight, but I don't want to do that because you need to listen to it yourself, and everybody listening needs to listen to it. Myron Fagan is the Hollywood Red Scare. He also talks about the Council on Foreign Relations of the United Nations and the Treaty of Versailles. This guy was a true patriot. He was a Hollywood insider. He was a producer. He was a writer. He did films. He did plays. He did everything. And when he saw what was going on in Hollywood, he turned against his own and was never able to work in his own profession again after he did this. But he actually put out some. I mean, he talks about the senators he talked to, the people he talked to, the documents that he saw, all of it. He lists and he names names of all of these top Hollywood stars. I mean, Katharine Hepburn, she was a communist. I mean, you have all these people that were involved in the communist movement and the takeover of the United States through Hollywood and through basically propaganda films promoting communism. And guys, this is where this whole thing started, and I've talked about this on my show many times, and I said, look, the whole thing that's happening here right now in the United States is the same thing that the Bolsheviks and the Russian folks had done to them back in the 1917, 1918 with the Russian Revolution, in which these basically Sabbatean Kabbalists is what they are. They're Luciferians. They're Satanists. They brought in the whole thing with communism. They bring this theology in, this atheism into this nation, and they take it over and they subvert the cultures and they subvert the people and they basically destroy the integrity of the country by doing this. This is what happened with Russia. I mean, they had over 100 million killed in Russia in this revolution. 100 million. I mean, this is insanity numbers. And they killed a whole bunch of the priests for the Russian Orthodox Church. And that's why so many people say that now Putin, and I've seen him do it, is actually working together with the Russian Orthodox Church trying to restore it in Russia because he realized what they did to the country. And this same group of people came to the United States and took over Hollywood, took over the media. He tells you how they took over the media, how they took over CBS, ABC, NBC, the radios, RCA Broadcasting, all of this stuff he covers in that audio tape. That is an absolute must listen. It's almost impossible to find, but I did find it online. And I did send you the link, Dave, so you can go ahead and post it if you'd like. But
that
let's go back.
Sounds really interesting. Yeah, let's go to our health concerns.
I want to talk about depression right now. Right now, depression is the number one worldwide cause of disease and disability, according to the World Health Organization. Depression is now the leading cause of ill health and disability worldwide, affecting an estimated 322 million people, including more than 16 million Americans. Actually, it's much, much higher than that with Americans. According to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, 11% of Americans over the age of 12 are on antidepressant drugs. Like I said, it's much higher than that. 11% of that would be close to 40 million. Among women in their 40s and 50s, one in four is on antidepressant drugs. In addition to the human suffering, the financial impact of depression is also severe. The World Health Organization estimates it costs about $1 trillion a year annually. In the United States, suicide rates are now at a 30-year high, coincidentally about 30 years after Prozac was pushed into the mainstream by Pfizer. By the way, it has a black box warning that it causes you in some cases to commit suicide. This begs for the question of whether or not the modern catch-all solution of antidepressants is helping this crisis, or is actually making it much, much worse. Guys, we have a natural, healthy brain protocol if you go to healthmasters.com, and we tell you how you can get your brain booted back up again. We tell you about natural substances and products that actually work so well that they're actually much better than Prozac or Zoloft, and one of them are omega-3 fats, plus methylated B vitamins. We have an entire list on the healthy brain protocol if you go to healthmasters.com, which teaches you to feed your brain what it needs to help avoid the ravages of depression. Guys, I'm telling you what, you know, we have one product, it's called 5-HTP. If you take that with the cod liver oil and the B vitamins, and it's unbelievable what it will do for you as far as getting your moods up and making you able to deal with this. In fact, I take these products on a regular basis personally because, Dave, you know, we're in this field and we have to stay immersed in all of this news all of the time. And quite frankly, it really helps me to maintain a good edge on my brain as far as feeling good about what I'm reading, as far as knowing that I can try to make a difference, not because I want to read about it, but that I know that I can make a difference. Plus, I also have a deep-seated relationship with Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. If you've heard me on the show before, you know that, and that gives me peace. If it wasn't for those things, I simply wouldn't be able to do what I do with this. In fact, I know of another friend of mine who is a national radio show, talk show host, and he's huge. Everybody would know his name if I mention him. And he told me he tried to go into the political realm and discuss the stuff that we discuss on our shows, but he said he couldn't mentally deal with it. And so, guys, you can deal with it, but you've got to make sure you've got that relationship with God, and you've got to make sure you got the right nutrients in your brain. Here's another article. 71% of the United States youth is too obese or too over-medicated to qualify for the U.S. Army Reserve. I'm going to repeat that. 71% of the U.S. youth is too obese or too over-medicated to qualify for the United States Army Reserve. Now, this is because of prescription drugs. It's because of Ritalin, Adderall, obesity. Remember, if a child is taking Ritalin or Adderall, they're not allowed to serve in the armed forces of the United States of America, because they understand in the military that these are amphetamine salts in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol, and Oxycontin, by the way. These are strong, strong, strong drugs. And what I tell you guys, I'm going to tell you again, if you keep your kids on the right nutrient dosing and the right supplements, you'll be amazed how much better they'll be and how they won't have problems like with ADD or ADHD. I wrote a book on ADD and ADHD and learning disabilities and autism about 16 years ago. It's no longer in print, but it's available online if you want to read it. Some of the information is dated, but some of it's still very, very accurate as far as what's the cause of these different types of conditions. And it's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities. I do not have that book available. You have to get it used online on Amazon, and you'll probably find it for a dollar or whatever. So it's a phenomenal book to read if you've got kids with ADD or autism. Now, what I've learned with kids with ADD and ADHD, red dyes, blue dyes, and blood sugar and yellow dyes are four of the major things that cause a lot of problems with kids who have ADD and ADHD, along with omega-3 fat deficiencies. But we have a really good protocol for children, too, on our website at healthmasters.com. Here's another article. It says more Americans are suffering from stress, anxiety, and depression. 8.3 million, 3.4% of the population, suffer from serious psychological stress. These are serious, serious stress cycles that people are going through. And it says basically these people are considered mentally ill because of what they're going through as far as being so stressed out about what's going on from anxiety and depression. By the way, a new FDA-approved hepatitis B vaccine now has found to increase heart attack death rates by 700%. So here you are taking a drug for hepatitis B, and you end up having a 700% increase in death from heart attacks because you're taking this drug. Now, I want to bring one other thing up real quick, and this is very important because we have a healthy blood sugar protocol on the website also, and it's a phenomenal product because it contains all kinds of nutrients that your body needs in order to stay really healthy. Vitamin E to help blood flow through the arteries. One of the big problems with people that have problems with high blood sugar is that they have basically narrowing of the arteries, because what insulin does, we're going to talk about that in a detail in a system in a second. Ultimate Vitamins, B Complex, cinnamon extract help stabilize blood sugar, insulin support. These are all products from Health Masters, and Norwegian omega 3 and turmeric fourth, and a blood sugar protocol instructions teaching you what kind of foods to avoid when you do this. Again, these are available at healthmasters.com. Now, also, I want to talk about something real quick. I have this on my file here, so I'm going to pull it up. It's talking about what's going on with diabetes in the United States and how GMOs actually increases the types of type 2 diabetes that we're having when you eat GMO food. It also talks about how the diabetes and the taking of insulin causes much, much damage in the body. And here's the article. Here's what it says. This is by Green Meadow. It says, the dark side of insulin death and debility, although using insulin early is recommended as a standard of care by the American Diabetes Association and the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, the risk-benefit profile of exogenous insulin, the management of people with type 2 diabetes, has gone into multiple scrutiny. And what they're saying here is it massively increases the risks of heart disease when you take insulin, and also increases the risks of heart failure. It also says there's a direct relationship between insulin and cancer, and it also causes much greater problems with type 2 diabetics, because sometimes they have to start using insulin, and they can actually come down with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. The biggest problem that we have with type 2 diabetes, Dave, is not that our body's not producing the insulin, is that our body is not utilizing the insulin. So when we put together a healthy blood sugar protocol, it gives your body all of the nutrients that it needs in order to use the insulin properly. And when you change your diet with it, like for instance, you can't be sitting around eating Hostess Twinkies and Ding Dongs and drinking 18 cups of coffee a day and thinking that, you know, you'll be able to take a couple of supplements and get your blood sugar better. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. I know our dear friend, our mutual friend, Doug Hagman, who I've been on the show many times, he's been on my show many times, he talked to me about three years ago, I guess it's been now, Doug, David, his blood sugar was like 450 to 500. They were about to put him in the hospital. And I told him, I said, well, I really think you need to work with your doctor, Doug, but you also need to realize that you've got to make some massive changes on your diet. And he listened to me. And now his blood sugar stays around 100. In fact, we named the blood sugar protocol after him. It's called the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol. And it's the same one that I use for years and years and years when I have the clinic, Dave, when I work with thousands and thousands of patients and helping them to lower their blood sugar. One little secret you can do that doesn't cost you anything is you can stay away from high glycemic carbohydrates, which are like bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, and fruit juice. Really important to avoid that. And you can also go to one of your local grocery stores there and get some fresh lemons and use 1 ounce of fresh lemon juice to 9 ounces of water and drink 2 glasses to 3 glasses of that every single day. You could even sweeten it with stevia. It tastes good with stevia. And you can actually put ice in it and make a delicious lemonade, and it really helps to strengthen the pancreas and the liver. It's very, very, very good for people that have high blood sugars, especially type 2 diabetes. And in many cases, by getting off the high glycemic carbohydrates and drinking the lemon juice, you have pretty good results. Plus, you need to be drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces in distilled water every day. It's very important it's distilled, especially with high blood sugar. And that'll really help bring the blood sugar levels down too. So there's all kinds of natural things you can do. Now, if you don't want to go into the full protocol on the Hagman blood sugar protocol, just go ahead and order that offline. But you can learn a lot more about it by reading the articles that I've written on high blood sugar. Now, another thing you can do too, let's look at high blood pressure. High blood pressure is something that affects a lot of people. And a lot of guys end up going on the high blood pressure medicine. They become impotent. They start suffering with ED. I've seen this with guys in their 20s and 30s. They basically become impotent in their 20s and 30s because of the blood pressure medication itself. Now, it's important that you don't let your blood pressure stay high because you have kidney damage with that. But you also need to realize there's natural things you can do. We have a product called HGH Stimulate, which helps to basically help the body to release human growth hormone. In fact, it's our number one selling product. It works that well. We ship it all over the world. And it really helps you when you work out to increase lean muscle mass and burn body fat. My wife says up and down, it helps get rid of cellulite. But what it does one other thing, it really helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. It's really, really, really important that you understand that there are natural products like the HGH Stimulate, which can work to maintain healthy blood pressure. And also, the exercise that you can do, lifting weights doesn't help blood pressure. Running really doesn't help blood pressure. Losing weight will help blood pressure. But one of the only exercises that you can do that will help blood pressures is to get a little mini trampoline. You can get those that you play it against sports, or you can get it at one of your local box stores. You can order it offline. And they're the little rebounders that they have on the side of the field for football for the cheerleaders. Now, if you can't do this or walk on that comfortably because of your age or because of your health, don't do this. And make sure you check with your doctor before you try this type of exercise or any other type of exercise program. And if you have to, put a chair on both sides of the rebounder or get a rebounder that has handles on it so you can be stabilized. But you can start jogging on that probably 10 seconds twice a day to start with and build it up to about 15 minutes twice a day on this particular exercise instrument. Dave, I've never seen anything work any better at helping to stabilize blood pressure and maintain healthy blood pressure than doing it jogging on a round trampoline. And it's a lot better for your ankles and your joints.
Ted, let me ask you something. Someone with my situation, with my back, should I do that?
Yes, because it doesn't have any impact. Because what you're doing is when you jog on a round trampoline, you're not impacting when you hit the ground. It's going down and coming back up with you. So it's like running on a sponge, so to speak. It's really soft. That's why you have to make sure you have good shoes on that cover your ankles. But the round trampoline, is absolutely one of the best things. The little ones, I don't like the big ones at all because they're too dangerous. I don't recommend those at all. But the little mini ones that you just jog on that, you can build up to 15 minutes twice a day or 20 minutes once a day, whatever it takes. I did it years ago on a consistent basis. I mean, good grief, while you're listening to the show tonight on the Common Sense Show or listening to my show before this or the Hagman Show or Sheila's show or anybody's show, you can just listen to the show and jog. And I'm not talking about going out and going berserk on it. I'm talking about walking on it if you have to start with. Anything you do on that trampoline as far as walking or jumping or jogging will really help maintain healthy blood pressure because of what it does. It works with the valves in the venous return system of the body, and it really is amazing what it does and how it works. And it is the best exercise you can do for high blood pressure. Also, make sure if you do have high blood pressure, if you're doing any kind of weight training, that you never press anything over your head if you have high blood pressure. And be very, very careful when you're doing legs, like any kind of squats or leg press, because that has a tendency to really elevate blood pressure also, and you don't want to do that. You want to get your blood pressure under control first. I know I just took HGH Stimulate. I just took the product about an hour ago. And one other thing it does that really is amazing is it acts like a natural Viagra in guys. And that it does for sure. I mean, that's one of those things that really does because of the nitric oxide release. And that's a phenomenal product. That's probably between that and the blood pressure, Dave, is why that's our number one selling product. By the way, next thing I want to talk about is the immune system because I know we're almost out of time. The immune system is so important that if it starts to break down, in many cases, a person will come down with cancer. Now, cancer is a very complex disease. It takes a long time for the body to develop cancer. The problem that we have now is that children are being born with cancer because the mother's diet is so bad and the child can't develop properly in the womb because of the mother's prenatal nutrition, and the nutrition over the time that she's pregnant with that child is so bad. But now studies are showing that chemotherapy can actually promote the spread of cancer into different parts of the body. I've seen this, and I have said this for many, many years because of what it does to the immune system. So there's all kinds of natural protocols to help build your immune system back up and stay strong. You can use turmeric, which, by the way, also works really good for the blood sugar. You can also use vitamin C intravenously. That works really, really well. Potassium iodide, about 12 milligrams a day, every single day. We have all of this, by the way, in the Healthy Immune System Protocol at the healthmasters.com website. So all of these things work together to really build a super strong immune system that your body needs, along with D3K2. Now, if you haven't had your D3 levels tested ever, chances are they're very, very low. So I recommend if you take a product like ours, which is high dosing, that you get tested after about 3 or 4 months and find out what your D3 levels are. And you want to keep your levels around 65 to 80. That's where they need to be to really keep your immune system supercharged and really prevent the onset of any type of cancer or other type of disease like that, because vitamin D3 has been shown, and vitamin C also has been shown, as a tremendous preventative, Dave, as far as with cancer.
Now, is
D3K2, turmeric, vitamin C intravenously. In fact, this is the exact protocol that Katie, your former co-host years ago, went on when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it really, really worked for her because now she worked with her doctor out in Colorado to administer all of this stuff along with the intravenous vitamin C, and she was cancer-free within a year. And she didn't take any chemotherapy or any radiation. So, I mean, this protocol works, but I don't like promoting it for a cancer treatment protocol because basically I just say it's an immune system protocol. And, you know, and if you'd like to talk, you know, you can always talk to your medical doctor and see if they want to talk to you about this kind of stuff. But to me, here's how I look at all of this stuff. If you take something to build your immune system back up and your body recovers, to me it seems like that's a lot easier to do than it is to start on chemotherapy and radiation and double the mastectomies and stuff like that. So to me, the least invasive thing is always the best. And by the way, I want to read you this article real quick. This is about a girl named Maddie, and she died here about a month and a half ago, and she was an HPV victim. A doctor in their church who's 15 years old, I'm just going to read you the whole article. It says that the VAX team recently interviewed a mother who tells us about how her daughter took her own life after suffering from the Gardasil vaccine for several years. A doctor in their church recommended the HPV vaccine to them. After receiving the second Gardasil vaccine at the age of 15, she became very lethargic and could hardly get out of bed, suffering from horrible headaches. They had to black out the room at night and during the day because of the pain of the light. She couldn't leave her bed for days. Prior to the vaccine, she was healthy and active and rarely missed a day in school. The family had to hire a teacher to teach her sophomore year of high school. after starting a strict diet, they had hope for her, but then they finally found her hanging in her bedroom. So, guys, here's the thing about Gardasil. The answer is, in my opinion, is no. Absolutely not, no. She was 15. I'm not sure how old she was when she died. I thought she was 15. She started this thing when she was 15. Guys, it's one of those things that, you know, I have got so many articles. You can look it up. Gardasil nightmare stories. I mean, first of all, the vaccine doesn't even work. That's number one. And number two, it has all kinds of side effects. You say, well, I don't believe the vaccines cause problems. Then why in the world has the Vaccine Compensation Fund set up in 1986 under President Reagan, why have they paid out $4.5 billion to vaccine victims in the form of compensation? $4.5 billion. And only about a 1 in 100 that actually go to these people get any type of remuneration from them whatsoever. So, I mean, it should be much, much higher. Truth be told, it shouldn't be $4.5 billion. It should be $1 trillion paid out in the benefits now to all the people that have been vaccine damaged. I can't tell you how many people I spoke to on this last trip that I went on, Dave, that their kids were either autistic or had learning disabilities or had ADD or completely and totally just paralyzed from the vaccines. Guys, you've got to think through this for a second. Here's what I tell my kids. Number one is, in our state, you can still get a religious exemption for vaccines. That's number one, which means you can send them to public school. Number two, if you can't get a public religious exemption, and if it's still legal to homeschool and not vaccinate, you can do that. And I've told all my kids, when you're 18 years of age, if you want to go out after what I've taught you and you want to inject yourself with 76 vaccines or whatever you want to do, that's entirely up to you. Now, I have a friend of mine who's a pastor, Dave, and I mentioned his name to you. You'd know who he is, but I'm not going to mention his name. And he has a son who went out to a Bible college out in Oklahoma. The kid had never been vaccinated. He went out there and took like 30 different vaccines all within a two-week period and vaccinated himself after he had never been vaccinated. But this kid has been exposed to all of this information all of his life. And quite frankly, the Bible says some people they don't understand. They hear, but they don't understand. They see, but they don't understand. They don't perceive. They don't understand what's going on. And they're basically caught up in this web of energy around the planet that has blinded the eyes of the unbeliever. And this is what happens with a lot of people. They can't see the truth, and they can't believe, because of normalcy bias, Dave, that we have 1 in 40 to 1 in 60 children right now that have autism. And an MIT researcher has said that by 2025, half the children will have autism. And by 2035, all boys will have autism. And by 2037, all girls will have autism. Well, if it's not the vaccines, which I believe they're implicated in this, then it's the GMOs, then it's the glyphosate. We also call that Roundup. All of these things affect kids and affect the reproductive systems, and all of these things affect the immune system. So, guys, listen to me for a second. Do your own research. Dr. Robert Mendelson wrote a really good paper. It's called Vaccine Roulette. It's available online for free. You can read it for free online. Dr. Robert Mendelson, he was a pediatrician back in the 80s. He spoke heavily against vaccines back in the 80s. This is before Reagan ever did his thing. And he warned everybody not to vaccinate their kids. And he was a pediatrician. And he wrote a book called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. You used to get that book online. It's still in print. And he also wrote another book, How to Raise Healthy Children in Spite of Your Pediatrician. Now remember, he was a pediatrician, and one of the things he advised you to do as a pediatrician was not to vaccinate. And then we saw last week, Dave, that Blue Cross Blue Shields, for every 100 kids that are fully vaccinated at a pediatric office, the doctor gets an additional $40,000 bonus from Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then if he has 200 kids, he gets an $80,000 bonus paid to them directly from the health insurance company.
This is nuts.
This is nuts. It's all nuts. Because, guys, we've got to ask ourselves a question. Why do so many children have autism? Why do so many children have learning disabilities? Why are so many children so stupid? I mean, think through this with me for a second. I mean, all of these kids, look at these young kids in these colleges now, Dave, that are going in for this Antifa, you know, this communist group that basically tells them what to think and tells them how to act and tells them what to do. And you interview them, and they don't even understand why they're involved with these subversive groups. All they know is basically that's what they were told, and they're doing what they were told. They don't have the ability for critical thought any longer because their brains have been fried with these stinking vaccines and all of the GMOs and all the chemicals. And on the guys, they want to take everybody in the United States, they want to geld them like a gelding, castrate them chemically, because they don't want the guys that stormed the beaches of Normandy to be here with guns when they show up with their doggone UN troops. They don't want all of that stuff, guys. They want us to be gelded. They want us to be basically lacking in testosterone, way too high in estrogen. They want a bunch of sissy boys that can't handle guns and who won't stand up for their own rights. And guys, God help this country when these children who are now 15 to 23 years of age, even younger, take over the reins of the United States after they've been gelded, especially the men, as far as from a leadership standpoint. Dave and I are old school. We're both in our 60s. And guys, I tell you what, I have raised my kids old school. In fact, my daughter the other day was talking to a boy she knows in church, and she basically told him that I was a dinosaur, that I was raised in the 50s. I laughed at her, and I said, well, you could say it if you want to say it. She said, well, I told him you were old school, Dad, and you were raised in the 50s. I said, well, I was born in 55. Now, I wasn't very old by the time 1960 rolled around. I was 5 years old. But you're absolutely right. I am old school. I believe that men should be men, women should be men, women, and that basically we need to have kids that are going to be respectful of God's word and respectful to their parents and the households, and that we need to have real men who work out and train and take martial arts and do all the things that are involved in sports and not laying around as a couch potato basically watching their iPad and iPhone all day long and never getting any physical exercise and basically wearing girls' clothes and basically wearing skinny jeans and all the weird thing these guys are into now. They want to go shopping with their girlfriends or shopping with girls or running with their girlfriends. They're scared to even ask girls out anymore. Why? Because they have been gelded. They have been emasculated. They have been chemically castrated with bisphenol A, the plastics in the food supply, the liners in the cans they eat out of, the wraps that wrap up the plastic, and the soy protein, and the soy liquid and soy oil that are put in almost all the foods today. That's one of those things, Dave. If I look at something that has soy in it, I step away and go, nah, not interested, not putting soy in my body. Because remember, soy is a type of estrogen compound. It's a phytoestrogen. It is antagonistic to testosterone. In other words, it destroys testosterone. Soy does. Estrogen does. That's why it's very difficult to increase your lean muscle mass if you're taking soy protein, because you're pumping your estrogen up too much. So, guys, avoid all of that stuff. I know we're almost out of time, Dave. What do you want to
Ted,
say?
Yeah, Ted, I was just going to say, ding, here comes the time. I just want to let everybody know that everything Ted's talked about, and you're saying, man, he went fast, he covered so many conditions. Well, that's what I asked him to do, because you can play this over when it's on the archives, you can slow it down, and you can take notes. But also, everything he talked about is at healthmasters.com. And Ted is generously offering 5% off to our listening audience. That's only for us. Nobody else. Just us. 5% off with the coupon code CSS5. The Common Sense Show, CSS5. Ted, what a mess. Quick question. We got about 20 seconds. Is Trump ever going to get through any meaningful health care reform?
Not with the current Congress and health and Senate in play. No, it's not going to happen. The health care bill was written to destroy the United States through Cloward and Piven. They're doing exactly what they intended to
exactly.
do. John McCain proved it.
Okay, my friend, we are out of time. Thank you. A lot of information
Thanks.
In a short time. Good job, Ted. Thanks so much.
God bless you guys. Good night.
Well, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, and I owe this guy my health many times over, and I know Doug Hagman would give you the same endorsement. We'll be back with Ernie Hancock, and you're going to learn about new internet, cryptocurrencies, and how the central bankers are freaking out. Ernie Hancock, after the break, in hour number 2.